Good evening, Rob.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, just super. Thanks for asking.
I'm doing okay, too. You were going to ask, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. I have no interest in how you're doing.
My name is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Say it again, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Ooh.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour.
And if you've ever been molested by an alien, please call the first-time caller line at 749-1444.
If you're east of Vine Street, please call 749-1444. And if you're west of Vine Street,
749-1444. If you have been possessed by Satan, we'd like to hear from you. Please call us on the first-time caller line, 749-1444.
And if you're a witch who practices Wicca, give us a call on the witch-only line, which is 749-1444.
Anyone else, you can dial the regular person line. That's 749-1444. So Chris and Rob, a late-night talk show.
And just for tonight, we're going to open up the drunken retard line only, which is 749-1444.
That seems to be the line that most people use.
We're going to get tonight's show started off with a little statistic. Are you ready for a statistic, Rob?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't want to hear any statistics.
Okay, I didn't know what you were talking about.
The average adult American suffers numerous bouts of gastrointestinal discomfort and two rounds of acute diarrhea every year thanks to microbial contamination of meat, dairy products, and produce.
Oh, really?
Now you're asking, what does all this have to do with you and me? What does all this have to do with all the drunken retards tuning in tonight? What does this have to do with Jane and John Doe sitting in their living rooms in Cincinnati or driving down the highway and the byways, tuning into the Radidio tonight, getting ready to call the car phone line only, 749-1444. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, man. What's going on with that, bro?
Two reasons. Widespread use of antibiotics in meat, dairy, and poultry product industries this year is costing more gastrointestinal inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And recent shifts in the American public's palate, which prompts importation of produce that's grown in poor and often tropical South American countries, sometimes not even South American, sometimes they're even African or Indonesian countries, and all this contaminated food is coming to America and it's making us poop a lot.
Good gosh almighty.
And there's a third reason.
One of the reasons I would have to say is just the American diet is probably not as well balanced as it could. I know I myself probably eat a little bit too much of the fat and oil side of things, and I don't eat enough of the grains and fiber side of the pyramid.
Another reason for all this is Olestra.
Well, you know, the only time I've had Olestra, I've had absolutely no gastrointestinal problems. I've had some of the potato crisps, known as Pringles, and I've also had brownies made with Olestra, and I had no problems with either one.
Consumer relations. We are sorry we missed your call. Our office is closed. Our normal operating hours are Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have a touch-tone phone and would like answers to frequently asked questions, press 1 now.
Don't do that.
If you are calling about a medical emergency or need first aid advice with one of our products, remain on the line for further instructions.
That would
Thank
be Pringles.
You.
That new fat-free Pringles. They come in. Have you seen downtown in the P&G? That's the P&G product hotline we're calling, by the way. Have you seen downtown in the P&G
you
building?
You can get medical help or first aid advice by calling our Product Safety Information Service Collect at area code 513-636-5117. To repeat, for
okay, did you get that? We're going to give them a call now. That's the Procter & Gamble toll-free product hotline. And have you had some of those new fat-free Pringles in the big tube? They got that big sign downtown. Looks like a big, gigantic, 40-story tall can of Pringles.
I've had absolutely no problem. I haven't had a lot of them. I ate sensibly, you know, a couple of servings. I sure didn't eat a lot.
Safety, can I help you?
Yeah, Pringle, you guys got those new Pringles out with Olestra in them?
Well, we don't. Now, Procter & Gamble may.
Right, what's in Olestra?
Olestra is Olestra. That is a fatty acid type of a product.
What's it made out of?
Well, if you need that type of information, I'm a first aid medical service. Can you give them a call tomorrow?
Well, what do you do when people call with Olestra problems?
Well, what kind of problem?
Well, I'd rather would not get into it, but...
Well, then why are you calling me? I don't understand.
Well, they make me poop a lot.
Well, then, you know, if they make you go to the bathroom that much, then, you know, my response would have to be, don't eat them.
I did catch up on some reading, though.
Well, that's great.
All right, thank you. Anyhow, beware, ladies and gentlemen, beware.
Now let's get
the curse of Alestra, because it's going to sneak up. I ate a half a tube of those.
I'm not going to. I never thought that I would be in the position to defend Procter & Gamble, but good gosh, you're such a half-cocked lunatic. How many fat-free Pringles did you eat?
A half a tube.
Half a tube. We have a tube here. It's empty. I guess you and somebody else must have split it.
That's right.
Okay, let's see. There are 6 servings per container. So you ate 3 servings of chips?
Well, those Alestra fat-free kind.
So you ate 3 servings of chips. You ate half a tube. You ate 3 times what they had.
If you think about it, there aren't as many potato chips in a tube of Pringles as there are in a regular everyday bag of Frito-Lays.
Would you eat a whole bag of Frito-Lays? Is that what you're saying?
I have.
But you ate a tube of Pringles and got... If you had ate half a tube of anything, you would have got sick.
Well, not necessarily.
What else did you eat?
Just some beer. Pringles and beer, that's all.
No, what else did you have for real?
What, you mean when
last night
when I had those Pringles?
No more wacky radio bit.
We had some beer and some Pringles.
And you went to the bathroom a lot and you're surprised and you're angry at Procter & Gamble for that?
Have you ever had that Alestra stuff? It goes right through you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Here, give me that sleeve. Let me tell you what it says. Hear this? This is my sleeve of Pringles. Let me tell you what it says. It says at the bottom, it's a disclaimer right here. It says, this product contains Alestra. Alestra may cause abdominal cramping and loose stools. Now, who in the world would buy a product that say may cause loose stools? That's like buying a pack of smokes that say it may cause cancer and you may die. Who in the world is going to buy a jar, a can of, is this a sleeve, a jar, a can?
Only a drunken retard would buy a can of them, huh?
I guess so.
And you ate how many last night?
About a half of the two.
Okay, great.
Maybe a little less.
Point proven. Listen, dude. You got to be sensible. I mean, you can't drink beer and then eat some kind of weirdo fat-free chip like that.
Have you ever played Pringles Quarters?
The idea is...
That's what we were doing last night.
You weren't playing Quarters. How old are you?
You take the quarter, and you try to get it in your little shot glass there, and you got to flip it. And if you don't, if you miss, you got to eat a Pringle. And if you get it, you got to make somebody else eat a Pringle. And the last guy on the crapper is the winner.
Anyway, you got to eat other stuff. Would you just eat potato chips anyway?
Yeah.
That's all you would eat for a meal?
It was sort of like a late night drunken binge, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like sitting down for like a 4-quart. I didn't have a salad ahead of time, and I didn't have a glass of wine with it. You know, I had a couple of cans of beer and half a sleeve of Pringles. But they're the amazing fat-free kind.
I think you got what you deserved. You ate half a can of Pringles on a belly full of beer.
Well, maybe
and you went to the
I got what I deserved because I wasn't smart enough to see the disclaimer on there in my drunken haze that said, this product contains Alestra, which may cause abdominal cramping and loose stools.
How do you know it was the Alestra that did it to you, not the beer?
It's got to be the Alestra. Everybody's been talking about it.
Oh, so that's the way it is because everybody's been talking about it?
That's right. Well, you know, when Alestra first came out, they were test marketing some Alestra products around town. And I got a bag of chips, you know, and I ate. Well, those went right through me, too.
They did not. I was here that night. I was here that night. They did not.
Oh, man.
They
did
not.
Did you see me in the morning?
They did not.
Did you see me in the morning?
You said they went right through you.
What were you doing in the morning?
They said they went right through you, but now you're saying it was in the morning. Which was it?
This is the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Nan.
Yes. I just want to know if you've got the nerve to throw a pie in the nose of a guy at P&G for giving you those stomach problems.
Well, that would be a great idea. You know, somebody from PETA did that last month. We had her on the show. This lady from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and she goes to this big shindig in Columbus where the CEO of Procter & Gamble, his name is John Pepper, and he's going to get an award from the governor.
The governor.
And right there in front of the governor, this lady gets up and she sticks a cream pie in his face. Actually, it was a tofu pie.
Oh.
I should do the same thing. I should get a Pringles pie. But, you know, instead of putting, I should chew up a bunch of Pringles and put them in a pie tin and stick those in his face.
And put some gravy on it. You know, there's something symbolic about that. He may wonder what that is.
You're brilliant, Nan. Is that why you called?
Well, yeah, I just, you know, when you were mentioning number two, I thought of, if you wondered if you got my card.
Number two.
Number two.
Is that what you, is it, when you're a mother, aren't you?
Yes.
When you had little ones, did you refer to it as number two?
Well, when they wouldn't put their sneakers on, I'd say, you know, you can be a real number two.
Really? Is that the word, was that the word around the house?
That was the word around the house.
When we were little, we just called it poopies.
Oh, well, you know, we were into the numerology thing.
What about you, Rob? When you were little, what did you call it?
I'll sit out on this conversation.
Okay, that's fine.
He doesn't want to get mad at me and hang up.
Nan, have you ever had a Lestra?
No, and I wanted to ask you a question. This is real. Is Olean that they're advertising on TV, is that related to Olestra?
It's the same thing.
Well, I'm going to stay away from that.
Made with Olean brand fat replicator.
Oh.
It's not even a replica, it's a replicator.
Mm.
It's a replacer. Oh, I take that back. It says Olean brand fat replacer.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means.
That guy in the tractor is like trying to push that on us, isn't he, with the soybeans and trying to think if we're going to get back to nature.
Who knows what's in it?
We could just eat the Olean and stand right up and fertilize.
And on the list of ingredients of Pringles, it says dried potatoes, Olestra, Olean brand, and rice flour, but it doesn't say what the ingredients of Olestra is.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up. And, you know, and that, something else why people are getting sick is because they're eating in places that have filthy surroundings, and I'm right here washing my dishes as I'm listening to Chris and Rob.
Keep up the good work.
Because, you know, you make me think clean thoughts.
Well, we'll try to keep it up, too.
Bye, Chris.
Bye. Chris and Rob, Sunshine Power Hour, 749-1444.
A couple of years ago up in Dayton, some people were getting sick at an Arby's. And the health inspector came in and was shocked at how clean the Arby's was. It was one of the cleaner fast food restaurants they'd ever seen. Somebody wasn't washing their hands. You know,
some teenage kid or something?
We as a culture, as a nation, do not wash our hands like the generations before us did. I mean, how many times do you bop into McDonald's or Hardee's or Arby's or somewhere? Do you go into the bathroom and wash your hands? Even if you regularly wash your hands at home before you eat, if you go out to eat, it's more of a hassle, more of an inconvenience, and in a lot of places, the bathrooms aren't in that great shape, so you skip it.
Well, according to Dr. Michael Osterholm, who took part in this statistic I was telling you about everybody in America is getting diarrhea. Dr. Osterholm says that almost half of the money that Americans set aside for food every month is spent in cafes and restaurants where diners are vulnerable to the safety practices of workers who are young and poorly paid and might not be washing their mitts.
That and you're not washing yours.
But I'm not cooking food in public and serving it to people.
But you're eating it yourself. You can make yourself sick. You can steal.
No, you can't get germs from your own hands. Not unless you stick them in somebody else's hands. Not unless you stick them someplace they're not supposed to be. But what's normally on your hands is you, so you can't get sick from you.
Okay.
So you got to, like, stick your hands in something else that's sick.
Okay, let's just trace. You're driving to McDonald's.
No, I'm not.
Your hand is on a steering wheel, probably not that clean. Then your hand is on your gear shift, probably not that clean.
Yeah, but there's
then your hand is on your car door, probably not that clean. Then your hand is on the door of the restaurant, probably not that clean. Then your hand is on your ass pocket to get your wallet out, which probably isn't that clean. Then your hand is on your money, which is just absolutely filthy. And then your hand is on the money that she gives you back in change, which is absolutely filthy. Then your hand is back on your wallet and back on your ass pocket, and you're going to tell me your hand's clean because it's attached to you somehow?
Well, I disagree with you up until the point about other people's money, because I know that some people carry their money around in their mouths, and that's kind of grody.
Dude, every time you go to a strip bar and you shove a dollar up some chick's twat, just think about that the next time you got to pull one out of your billfold.
I'll remember that next time I'm do you stick money in people's twats? Kind of a weird practice.
I don't do that, but I've seen others do it, and I've heard other people do it. Or even garter belts, or even, you know, up their nose or wherever they put it.
Oh, yeah.
In their butt. They pick it up with their, you know, and that dollar circulates around. You know, that dollar could have been stuck in some gross chick's garter belt or could have been picked up by some nasty Chippendale dude sweaty jock strap. And you're grabbing it with your hands a couple days later and using it to buy French fries.
Rob, have you ever heard the term aerosolization?
No.
When you flush your toilet, a process called aerosolization takes place in which your toilet shoots out an invisible cloud of germ-infested water droplets. And it's said by people in the know that if you keep your toothbrush within 6 feet of your toilet, you might as well just be brushing with toilet water.
I've also heard that one thing you should never do is eat the mints left by a cash register at a restaurant.
Why not?
Because people go into the bathroom, wash their hands, maybe not wash their hands usually, come out, grab some mints. So the germ level on those mints is through the roof.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where the phone number is 749-1444. Now we're going to talk to a fella named Charles Collins III, who's from Albany, New York. And the reason we're going to talk to Charles Collins III is because he parked his pickup truck outside the court building in Albany, and he sprayed it with liquefied chicken manure. Firemen had to come and hose down the building, and the entire area, the entire city block, had to be sprayed with disinfectant. Hello, Charles Collins III.
Hi, how are we doing tonight?
Okay, how you doing?
Good.
Where in the world did you get liquefied chicken manure, and why did you spray it all over the courthouse in Albany, and what kind of legislation was raised upon you at that point?
You mean what certain type of charges were brought against me?
Yeah.
Well, first off, the reason I did it is to expose the corruption in the New York State judiciary.
Well, that could be any state in the union.
Well, that's true, but New York State happens to be where I'm from. And the court that I sprayed with was the New York State Court of Appeals, which is the state's highest court, which is as corrupt as they get. I mean, the judges are involved in extortion, case fixing, child abuse, covering it up, all sorts of things. That's the reason why I did it.
What kind of trouble did you get in?
Well, I've been charged with criminal mischief, which is a felony, and I've been charged with criminal, with tampering.
Are you going to do any time?
No.
Why not?
Because they don't want to prosecute me for doing it.
But you sprayed liquefied chicken manure all over their courthouse. Now, what in the world is liquefied chicken manure?
What is liquefied? It's chicken manure.
Is it like all ground up?
Turned into water. Or
yeah.
Into a water, you know, soluble.
And did you do that yourself?
Yes, I did.
What, you got chickens?
No, but I went to a chicken farm and got the manure and added some water to it.
Well, I'll be. Who invented that?
I don't know who invented it, but it worked quite well. Let me put it to you that way.
I think God invented that, Chris.
What, putting water in chicken manure?
No, but God invented chicken manure. And he invented water.
Well, do you, Charles Collins III, do you yourself have a case in the New York court system that is not going the way you'd like it?
Yes, I do. And I also have several. I mean, what's going on is my parents' property has been illegally taken from them in secret proceedings. I've had over $80,000 extorted from me by the illegal actions of the judges. I mean, the corruption has got to come out. That's why they won't prosecute. Matter of fact, I have filed a petition, which is supposed to be heard this coming Monday, in the Court of Appeals, or in the county court where I am right now on this issue, trying to force the DA to take me to trial.
Well, do you have any local media up there on your side, any Woodward and Bernstein types?
As a matter of fact, I've had quite a few articles that have been very positive articles that have been written in the different newspapers. And a matter of fact, there was one this past week that I wrote that one of the newspapers ran, and basically stating it was titled "Give Charles Collins III His Day in Court," and it was a direct letter at the district attorney asking him why he is refusing to take me to court for doing this. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, what I did was legal.
Well, are the New York courts more corrupt under Pataki than they were Cuomo, or were they more corrupt under Cuomo, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Is it the mafia? We always hear there's a lot of mafia types in New York.
No, the problem is that the New York State family court system, as I put it, is the attorney's welfare system for the state. And it's the only court they can keep getting people to come back to time after time. And what they're doing is they're perpetuating a fraud upon the citizens of the state, but they're also allowing children to be abused, parents being illegally imprisoned in the state without due process. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, a lot of people talk about deadbeat dads and this. I'll tell you, I work with a lot of fathers.
Yeah.
Most of them are putting, I've got court orders that where fathers are being ordered to pay more than their income, more than their income has ever been. I had that happen to me. I was, about 10 years ago, I was ordered to pay more than my income. Now, if you can pay more than your income in child support, I'd like to know how you do it, because I couldn't do it. And the, what's got, it's got to be exposed. I mean, these judges, in sentencing people to jail, are committing Class C, D, and E felonies in the state.
Well, it sounds like your protest worked. You're getting your message out.
I'm trying to as best I can.
We certainly hope you have your day in court. And would you recommend this tactic to others trying to make a statement?
The only thing I would recommend is make sure before you do anything that you know the law and how to, because what I have done is legal. That's why they know they are not.
Well, it's legal to spray. It's legal to throw poop all over a building?
Well, let's put it this way. If it's illegal, why aren't they prosecuting me for it? I've been arrested for criminal anarchy, which they dropped the charges. I was arrested for criminal nuisance. Matter of fact, the DA's office in both those went in and asked, and one of them went in and asked the judge, argued in court to have the charges dismissed against me. I've been charged with threatening judges, which I never did do. But to the New York State Judiciary, if you demand your constitutional rights be enforced, they consider that a threat. And those charges were dismissed on the merits. They wouldn't even let it get, didn't even go to trial or anything else. The judge just said there's no case here and threw it right out the door.
Does the local media in Albany have any wacky nicknames for you? Like, do they call you the chicken poop bandit or anything like that?
No, the best one that came up with, as a matter of fact, it was one of the guys I work with. He called me, nicknamed me the unishitter.
All right. You're not supposed to say that on the radio, but we're going to let it slide tonight just for you because you're special.
I thank you.
All right, thanks,
Fight
Charles.
Fight the powers that be, man.
Right on. Brothers united against the man.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. And, you know, one thing I can say is, you know, anybody that's out there dealing with any type of, start learning the law and start standing up for your rights. You have to know people are willing to stand up and fight for their rights.
You don't have to be a lawyer to practice the law. They just have made the laws so complicated, you got to go to about 8 years of school to figure them out anyway.
Well, it's not so much that. It's that the judges don't follow the law to start with. They're violating the law more so than anybody else. They don't follow the law, and who are they to take away our constitutional rights? That's the problem with New York State's judiciary.
Did you ever say to a judge, I'm out of order, you're out of order?
I keep my cool in court. I get across exactly what I want to get across. I'm not going to be put in the position where they'd love to send me to jail for contempt.
Yeah, you got to be polite.
I've done articles on the judges, and, you know, everybody keeps stuck in the issues. This one is not going to go away.
It's just like love the sinner and hate the sin. You got to be polite to the judges, even though you may detest what they do.
That's exactly it.
You got to say please and thank you and your honor and all that.
Right, but I do stand up for my rights, as you can tell.
More people need to do that, and remember, you're talking to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show here. This ain't Rush Limbaugh or Oliver North, and we're behind you all the way, buddy.
I appreciate it.
All right, good luck there, Charles Collins III.
Thank you.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you've got comments, thoughts, suggestions, or you'd just like to say hello, the phone number is 749-1444.
And the special phone number for people who have dumped massive amounts of bird feces on a public building, 749-1444 as well. We'll talk about Citizens for Community Values a little bit later on.
Oh,
but we're going to play a song now, aren't we?
What am I going to do? Boom, boom.
What's your doctor's name? You know what I'm talking about. Let me see your papers. Yeah, you all right, you all right. Let me take this out of my mouth.
459. Or could you be so kind? Take a little faster, so I can find a better way to spend this precious time. And I'll keep quiet my mind.
What the poo poo?
Think about your poo poo.
According to recent studies of toilet seats from all across the world, statistics show that Americans have the largest butts. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together we are the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, taking your calls live right now on the Radidio. 749-1444 is the phone number. Hello, Charlie.
Hello. I just wanted to shed some light on the washing of hands and being careful of what you eat and everything else.
Well, a lot of that, you know, Charlie, a lot of that kind of stuff is just common sense.
It is. It's just common sense, and also people get carried away with that stuff. Man, you gotta live your life. You can't worry about this kind of stuff.
Right on.
I was down in this Kroger down in Camp Washington. You ever been down there? There's a Kroger stuck back there. You'd think,
hold on, time out. Back up, Charlie. I hate to interrupt you. No, actually, I love to interrupt here.
But
you said, I want to shed some light on this matter. And then the light you shed is, dude, don't worry about it, man. Live your life.
Well, that's basically what it is. I'm at this Kroger at Camp Washington. There's a little kid selling Girl Scout cookies. They're real cute girls selling Girl Scout cookies. So I buy a box, and someone's giving them some money. And they didn't take the cookies. They just donated the money. So they opened up these boxes of cookies to give us samples.
Oh, that's nice.
And this little snot-nosed kid coughing into her hand, you know, coughing and coughing. Then she hands me a cookie, a thin mint, and says, hey, do you want this? And I knew damn well what I was doing, and I grabbed that mint. I said, thank you very much. I popped in my mouth and ate it.
Hey, Charlie, can I interrupt for a minute?
What?
Those thin mints are really good if you put them in the fridge for about an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're nice and cold and fried. Oh, man, that's great.
It was sort of a chilly day, you know, so I gave that. But You know, I knew it was a crapshoot. You know, I knew I was spinning the wheel of fate, but...
Charlie, let me tell you something. The snot that trickles out of a kid's nose, that's absolutely the germiest. You're better off eating a turd. That's the dirtiest thing on the face of the planet. It's little kid snot.
I'm a man, and I can handle it, you know? Nothing happened. Man. Not even a sniffle.
Well, congratulations. You got lucky once. No,
it's not just that. I do it all the time.
The deal is, dude, you keep rolling the dice like that, and
nothing's going to happen, because we have the highest life expectancy of any country. We have diarrhea. So what? You got loose stool every once in a while. Other countries have dysentery. Do you ever have dysentery?
Or cholera. That's tough, too.
I mean, you keep your drinking water safe, and you keep your food relatively good, and you're going to live. I mean, what's the big deal, you know? Other countries have the problems, man. You know, we got it made.
All we can do is worry.
But you got obsessive hand washers and stuff. That's what you're going to turn into, Rob. I usually think you're pretty moderate on things, but I'm sure Rob's got, like, red sores on his hands from obsessively watching.
He's got red sores on his hands from something else. but you saw that one coming.
Hey,
Hold on, Charlie.
What?
You're saying that I'm a zealot, that I'm a nut because I will encourage people to wash their hands before they eat?
No,
that makes me a nut?
Especially the guy with hepatitis. Especially the guy making your salad that has hepatitis. You should definitely encourage him to wash his hands.
And you should wash your hands before you eat? That doesn't make me a zealot.
No, that's true. I mean, a little bit, to a small degree, but just like Chris was saying, you're not going to catch hepatitis from yourself, you know? You know, you really got to watch out what other people do, and then, I mean, all you can do is hope to raise the wage of the cooks enough that you get competent
people. That's never going to happen, because people like Chris, people like you, who think that workers should have absolutely nothing and that owners and managers should have it all, we'll never raise the wages of workers, and cooks are workers.
Well, then, so don't even put the wheel of fate, but there's nothing you can do about it.
So just get that idea out of your heads.
Well, that's the only solution, because otherwise you're going to force people that have this, like, attitude that they're not being paid enough, that they're going to lockstep in your thought processes. You know what I mean? You can't get them to go along unless they feel like they're participating, you know? But anyway, I mean, that's life. Dude, you know, all I can tell you is you're going to live to be a long time, even if you get hepatitis, in that other countries have the real problem. And people go out and eat sushi and stuff. Now, that can be sort of real dangerous, but I'll do that, too. Did you see them eat the fugu fish at the Olympics? That was hilarious.
Thanks for your call, Charlie.
Hey, I got another comment.
What's that?
Did you, you know, the big ticket, didn't you get the big interview tonight?
What's the big interview? What's the big ticket?
The president, man.
The president?
Yeah, when Jerry Lewis is in town, I heard the interview. Dude.
We happen to have the president with us right now. Say hello, Mr. President.
Hi.
No, damn it. You used to do a good Clinton. What the hell happened? You forgot?
No, he's not baked enough.
Jimmy used to actually do a good Clinton. And now
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show would like to do a big shout-out to the lovely and talented Jim. Big Jim answers the phones, and he hacks up a big one.
And he's sharp as a tack tonight.
Big Jim has been answering the phones for us for about 3 decades now because he doesn't have a life, and we'd like to thank big old Jim for coming down here week after doggone week, never taking a week off except he overslept once and we're not on until midnight. But for coming down every week and answering the phone, and for the occasional presidential impersonation. Try it one more time.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jim. And thank you, Charlie.
All right. Thanks.
Later. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. Stretching out a hand and saying a big thank you to our friends at the York Street Cafe, located in historic Newport, Kentucky, at the corner of 8th Street and, you guessed it, York Street, 738 York Street to be exact, featuring a vegetarian-friendly menu as well as filet mignon and fresh seafood specials for all the carnivores out there. Got a lunch menu with hamburgers also. Second floor of the York Street Cafe, the bar's open until 2 a.m. and features live rock and roll music, sometimes the blues, sometimes a little folky too. So check out, weekend guide near you to find out who's playing on the weekend, and don't forget the art gallery on the third floor of the York Street Cafe.
Yeah, City Beat, everybody's news, always list all the great bands that play down there at York Street.
Hey, have you been checking out the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show website lately?
We got one?
Yeah, we got one. It's at cincinnatlas.com. That's CincinnatLas.com, and it's got all sorts of wackiness happening there, including a city guide of everything that's going on in Cincinnati. It's got the Chris and Rob website and the WAIF homepage. It's all at cincinnatlas.com, brought to you by Atlas Design Services. So check that out as well.
I think the combination of we don't wash our hands, generally, nationwide, and that includes, okay, the other day, I'm at the Norwood Mickey D's, this is a couple months ago, getting a breakfast burrito, or as I like to say, a breakfast breeder. And there is some dirty, blonde type of just goofy, just awkward, gawky, zitty woman.
You mean
young
a typical
woman.
Norwood High School girl, you mean?
I don't know if she's in high school, out of high school. And I don't know what she was doing behind the counter, because she didn't get my food, but she was just standing there, and then she says, oh, this hangnail, and she stuck her whole finger in her mouth and started chewing on her fingernail or on her cuticle or whatever.
Right before she handles your food?
And then she went over and started running to register, and she went back into the, and you know, started handling people's food.
You gotta be kidding me.
She didn't touch mine. But, you know, I left a comment on the comment card. Hey, what's this? She's dirty. She should be washing her hands. That's just the way it goes. And, you know, if you go to too many restaurants around here, convenience stores where they serve ice cream and stuff, oh, my gosh, there are horrible stories about that. Chris, who's on the Secret Celebrity Hotline?
Jim Miners from St. Louis, Missouri. You know what he does for a living? Just take a wild guess, Rob. What does Jim Miners do for a living?
I'd say he's a coal miner.
No. He's an outhouse miner. Hello, Jim.
How you doing?
We're doing great. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
Tonight we've been sitting here talking about washing your hands before you eat, Alestra products and potato chips, and now we're talking about you. You dig outhouses for a living.
Well, sort of. I don't know that I do it for a living. I wish that I did it for a living.
What? You wish that you could dig outhouses for a living?
Yeah, I wish that I could. I wish that I had time to. I own a landscaping business for my profession, but my love is digging outhouses.
Now, are you digging brand new outhouses that are yet to be used, or are you digging up old historic outhouses that were used many, many decades ago by other people?
These outhouses haven't seen the light of day for 150 years.
So
these are covered over by construction in downtown St. Louis, and when the bulldozers go in and they're getting ready to build big buildings, they dig through the streets and through the parking lots, and they dig down to where the old foundations to the old houses were of St. Louis.
What are you hoping to find, wallets and watches and things?
Well, oddly enough, we do find that kind of stuff. We find gold coins, and we find bottles and all different kinds of interesting artifacts that were the trash of the 1800s.
Now, is this just trash, or is this like these things fell out of people's pockets?
Well, you know,
Is it a trash heap, or is it a big shit pile?
Well, it's both.
Okay.
Yeah, they use their outhouse. Houses were packed on these lots in these big cities. And they didn't used to have Zicam and all the different trash hauling companies. So people would fill these big, deep holes in their yard with their trash.
So you're more of like, you dig up old dump yards more than you just dig up old outhouses.
No, I don't. I actually just dig outhouses because outhouses are like vessels of the past. They're like these deep holes that were filled. They're concentrated trash pits. And the trash can sometimes be quite valuable.
Well, do you think, in your line of work, you've certainly got more experience in this sort of thing than I do, you think that maybe a couple of hundred years from now, people are going to be digging up the old sewer systems from St. Louis and Cincinnati that we use in 1998 and finding evidence of what our society was like back then?
I would not be a bit surprised if 1,000 years from now, if our trash would be interesting to somebody, you bet.
Well, you know, archaeologists that dig up ancient biblical sites and ancient sites in South America and Peru and so forth, or even Indian mounds for that matter, generally find themselves digging through the old garbage heaps when they find old cracked pottery and bones. What did they do with dead bodies back then? They just threw them away in the garbage.
Well, I actually found, I found a boot. We find shoes that people don't understand. They don't deteriorate when they're in these outhouses. And so we find the shoes of the people that lived during that day. And one day we found a boot that still had a leg bone in it.
Ah!
But I thought.
Does it stink?
Well, it can. Sometimes it does. It doesn't, not like it was fresh, but it does have its certain own aroma.
Well, wouldn't of the feces from days gone by have decomposed and turned into dirt and flowers by then?
Well, it does, yes. But sometimes when it's deep down in the ground like that, it doesn't smell fresh, but it certainly does have its own little earthy smell to it.
So you're a landscaper, and you seem to be doing sort of a historian or an archaeologist job. Are they catching any flack? Are they angry about what you're doing?
Well, you're a very perceptive fella. Actually, I have had a couple of archaeologists that did create a flap when the story came out, and I've since spoke to them, and I've explained to them that through my landscaping company, I donate hundreds of hours of time with equipment helping to remove overburden for archaeologists on archaeological sites. And to date, these folks haven't been interested in putting their money where their mouth is. They don't come out and they don't see the destruction of these sites. And so I'm the only one that's recording this stuff. As a matter of fact, I've donated my collection of stuff to the City Museum in downtown St. Louis. So this is an eclectic-like museum that has all kinds of unusual items on display, and it's a very interesting place.
Has it got that leg bone on display?
They've got dinosaur bones. They've built caves, which mimic caves in Missouri, and they also have the Privy Man's collection, which is me.
You're the Privy Man?
I'm the Privy Man.
Ugh.
I've gotten calls from 75 radio stations all over North America, and I'm the poster boy for the City Museum.
It's because, you know, those ivory tower types and their big plush suites don't want to come down and do the nitty-gritty work like you're doing.
Oh, there's a big fear that many people are going to rush to dig these outhouses, of course. Yes, I guess that's what the archaeologists are worried about. But you know, you do need to get people involved, and that's what happens in the City Museum. People get an understanding of what is buried, what of their past history is buried in the ground that is being destroyed. And now that people are getting somewhat of an understanding of what's going on, there may be more money that actually flow to the archaeologists.
You know, that's not a bad line of work. The first thought is like, ooh, this guy's digging up old outhouses. But now that you talk about it, it sounds a lot more interesting than it does seem on the surface.
Well, I have found Civil War swords, flintlock pistols.
What's the coolest thing you ever found?
Well, I'd say the flintlock pistol that was still cocked had its charge in its barrel.
That could have hurt you.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was going to discharge. But it was in almost perfect condition. One of the odd things about the outhouses that people don't realize is that something in the excrement, I think it's the uric acid, preserves metal. So if you find, I find even eggshells, whole eggs that have never been exploded in 150 to 180 years. I mean, this stuff preserves all of the stuff to an incredible degree. This gun came out shiny, almost mint new condition.
So when you're digging through an old outhouse area and you find a sword and then a pistol and a Spanish doubloon and a leg and a boot, and then 2 days later you're back as a landscaper and you're cutting some old hag's grass, isn't it just a total bummer?
Well, no, I enjoy doing that too, but I do think a lot when I see any kind of development going on in downtown. I know that they're destroying the stuff, and I get an itching to want to get down in those old outhouses.
Well, your busy time of the year is coming up pretty soon, I guess.
Yes, it is, unfortunately, yeah. And I enjoy, it's funny, I guess, in a way, I enjoy smelling the flowers, but I like digging in the shit.
All right, thanks a lot for talking to us. Jim Miners of St. Louis. And like you said, you do some work with the City Museum in St. Louis, don't you?
That's right. If anybody visits St. Louis, they can see my collection and they can get a little bit better idea of what it's all about.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hey. Okay. Is this the only time we've had two guests within 45 minutes both use the...
The S word?
The S word. I think it is.
That's okay. If you're a little kid, you shouldn't be tuned in this late anyway. 10 minutes until 1 o'clock in the A of M. This is WAIF Cincinnati. 749-1444 is the phone number. So what do you want to do next, Rob? Do you want to get our live link up to the space station mirror? Or do you want to do this week's Attaboy Award?
It doesn't matter.
Let's do this week's Attaboy Award. What do you say? You want to set this one up?
Yeah, okay. We had the field of candidates for the Attaboy Award. Gosh, it was like 36. We narrowed it down to a few, and here we go.
Well, we're not the ones that narrowed it down. It was really a panel of celebrity judges that narrowed it down for us, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. So today's Chris and Rob Attaboy Award goes to Shauna Jabaya. She's the new Miss USA. Now, Miss California had the butt. And Ms. Missouri had the gloves that came up past her elbows, but a panel of celebrity judges that included Russell Simmons, John Landau, and Nancy Kerrigan decided to send Ms. Massachusetts, Shauna Jabaya, of Fitness Beach on a free trip to Universal Studios, a bottle of suntan lotion, a free phone card, and some luggage as part of the package that comes along with the crown of Miss USA. So, Shauna, for having the poise, the beauty, the talent, the brains that it takes to become Miss USA, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show says,
salute! What we mean is for she's a jolly good babe, because that girl's a babe. If you ever seen her on Fitness Beach doing the old workout, the old leg lifts, the old squat thrusts, the old thrusting this thing and thrusting that thing and flexing her biceps
work
and her triceps. Oh, man.
Work on the glutes.
Oh, yeah.
I love it when I work on the glutes.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. We're getting a lot of things out of the way right now. Let's see if we can't get the live link up with the space station mirror.
This is Mike Wood, and he's the chairman of Stepchild Radio. I'm immensely proud to announce the first hot live link up between the Mir space station and WAIF here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
I am Boris Luzmagarajki, the commander of the Mir space station.
And I am Vladimir Slapyodigalot, the co-pilot of the Mir space station. And I know where the vodka is stowed away on board.
Well, looky here, Vladimir. The space station Columbia is coming this way. Must be those crazy Americans with their crazy powdered ice cream.
Yeah, Boris, I hate that stuff. But we can always trade powdered loaf of bread for some.
Greetings, fellow explorers in space. My name is Buck Rogers, and I am an American astronaut from Earth, here to perform daring deeds of courage to save humanity from the plummeting Mir space station.
Good to meet you, comrade. Do you have the new issue of American Thighs Monthly on ya?
Yeah, and some of that powdered meatloaf. I love that stuff.
Mayday, mayday. Orbiting satellite containing radioactive fecal debris on collision course with the Mir space station. Take evasive action immediately. Mayday, mayday.
How did a flying can of poop get out here in the middle of outer space?
Oh, that's what I came here to warn you about, gentlemen. Project SETI has finally detected an alien life form, and apparently E.T. has discovered a leftover packet of powdered beef stroganoff from one of the Apollo missions.
Damn that duty more. What should we do now, heroic American?
Fire thrusters and let's get out of the way.
We cannot do that, heroic American. The thrusters are in the shop being worked on. Everything on Space Station Mir is broken. We won't have thrusters back until Thursday after 5. But back before Friends comes on, no?
I know what we can do. Here, proud American, heat up this powdered Olesta fat-free substitute. This stuff will go right through ya.
Hey, this powdered Olesta fat-free substitute is pretty damn tasty. Hey, got any powdered ketchup?
Now what do we do, Commander?
When the greasy Americans start to fart, open the pod bay doors. The force of the Americans' flatulence will propel us out of the way of the evil flying turd.
Slava Bogul! That is Russian for hippie puree. We are saved from the orbiting brown log of doom.
Slava Bogul, let's break out the vodka.
Always glad to be of assistance, my cosmic friends. I must now return to Venice, California to rescue mankind from the burrito of terror. Good luck, my little red friends.
Thank you, heroic American. You have saved the day.
Chris and Rob, late night talk show. The phone number is 749-1444. Get your calls in now.